Hey guys, coming up is our review of four popular perfumes from Miller Harris.
First on our list is Violet Ida Eau de Parfum. The fragrance launched in 2019 and it is powdery floral scent with a touch of vanilla.
We have top notes of Italian bergamot and carrot oil. Mid notes are orris butter and heliotrope, settling to a base of vanilla and liquid amber.
We have a little sample here, so mm-hmm. We're going to give it a spray on me.
On Ingrid.
Yeah, I'm already smelling the powdery notes coming through and some spicy, interesting spicy note that pokes its head through as well. That's all I'm getting at the moment. Mm.
It's nice, it's powdery, floral, with a little bit of spice, and maybe that carrot seed that you were talking about, Ingrid.
Yes.
So, should we do the usual?
We do need to.
See you in 10. We are back after 10 minutes. Ingrid, how's that settling down?
Now, it's settled down, not too very exciting fragrance.
Agreed.
For me, personally. It's like carrot oil, seed oil fragrance, and I get some sort of spicy notes coming through. I'm not getting any fruits, like any zingy, bergamot-y scent, or any floral scent, or vanilla.
I
can't get that. I do get those powdery notes, which obviously are coming from iris flower, and then, you know, there is something of that. But some more spice, but nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to throw in, it smells like the health shop that we go to sometimes, and we buy bits and pieces in. For me, I don't like this fragrance at all. Other people may love it. It just doesn't have to me, it's not either feminine or masculine. I was hoping it would be a bit more pretty because it was said violet on the name and it was supposed to be powdery and have some iris in it. I'm quite surprised. And we've given it sort of 10 minutes. Maybe that's not enough time. There we go. So, Ingrid, let's go for seasons and occasions. If you was going to wear this fragrance, when should these lovely people wear it?
Based on the fragrance that it developed to, I would wear it in cold seasons, so it would be winter, autumn, maybe early spring.
Yeah.
As for occasions, this fragrance is very simple, so it, you know, any occasion. Really,
yeah, I can't think too much. Just anything and everything, even visiting health shops. And what do we hear about performance?
Performance-wise, it lasts about 4+ hours, so it's not like brilliant performer, but it will last you.
Yeah, it's all right. And finally, we reached the verdict. You've probably guessed. Ingrid, what do you think?
Not my cup of tea.
No. Can I have another smell just in case I change my mind? No, I don't love it because I don't really get much of the powderiness and I don't get vanilla or florals or even Italian bergamot or any kind of bergamot. So yeah, surprisingly, it's a thumbs down from me as well. But you can't win them all.
Number two on our list is Lost in the City, Eau de Parfum. The fragrance launched in 2018 and it is aromatic fruity floral scent composed around rhubarb and geranium notes.
Oh, we have top notes of bergamot zest and angelica seed and blackcurrant. Mid notes are rhubarb, rose petals and geranium, settling to a base of Earl Grey tea and crisp amber and musk. Ingrid, we have a sample that I'm rattling here. Allow me, madam. So you get yourself squirted with that. One, come in nice little boxes. Yay, well squirted. Oh, I smell that already.
I can smell it.
It's nicer, this one, we're thankfully.
Beautiful opening, very nice opening. Makes me very, very happy. It's sparkly, juicy, it's like vibrant. It's just like the bowl of happiness, rhubarb and florals are coming through.
It's just how it's supposed to, sometimes you can read off the notes what you think it's going to be, and it's just that, and I don't even have to get near it. It is sort of like slightly sour rhubarb and lovely soft rose at the moment. That's pretty much all I get, and I think that's really lovely opening. Should we do the customary?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what it all turns into.
We'll see you in 10. We're back after the break. Ingrid, what's that doing?
It's doing fantastic.
I love that. It's
doing
nice.
Really well. It's just, it dried down to like meaty, fruity, zesty rhubarb and other fruits composition with a bit of rose and geranium. It's fantastic. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is lovely. It is nice. It's just got better, and the beginning was really good. So it's nice, tangy rhubarb. So it's kind of a little bit sharp, but a little bit sweet. The rose is really nice in it as well. And I like the geranium, so it's got a little bit of green in there, a little bit of spice in there, but it's got soft rose in there as well, and of course the rhubarb. So it's all in all, that's a real well-balanced sort of like fruity, floral, slightly crisp and clean feminine fragrance.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Even I would nick. Ingrid, the usual, seasons, occasions?
Seasons for this fragrance is spring, summer, maybe just creeping into autumn. Mm-hmm. More daytime than evening time, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. Daytime.
Yeah, and the occasions to wear is very easygoing, day-to-day fragrance, so it would be like shopping trips, maybe, you know, afternoon teas, garden parties, that kind of thing.
Oh, and performance, darling. What do we read?
Performance-wise, this fragrance would last you 3 to 4 hours, so it's not like boosting performer, but you know,
yeah,
it's a pleasant fragrance to wear, and you know, in the summertime you don't want it to be too overpowering.
And finally, we're at the verdict. Ingrid, what do you think?
It's thumbs up for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love this fragrance quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, I love it too. I think it's a great spring summer fragrance, certainly worth grabbing a bottle. Yeah, very nice.
Number 3 on our list is Rose Silence Eau de Parfum. The fragrance launched in 2015 and it is fruity, musky rose scent.
We have top notes of mandarin and blackcurrant. In the heart we have Turkish Rose Absolute, settling to a base of patchouli and cashmere musk.
Give you a spray.
Liberal dosing of Rose Silence. Mm. Okay, Ingrid, as customary, ladies first.
Mm, very nice, zesty, juicy opening,
yeah,
as you would expect. We have fruits up and in the top notes, and we have rose just poking through. Mm-hmm. You can smell it straight away.
Yep, definitely a rose fragrance there. Yeah, so it's a little bit zesty at the beginning. A nice amount of rose. It's kind of like a soft rose garden kind of rose. Should we do the customary?
We should.
We're going to let this bad boy dry down, and we'll see you in 10. We're back after the break. Ingrid, Rose Silence.
Oh, it's really pretty dry down. It's lovely, yeah. Rose note, slightly, you know, entwined with fruit. So you get some fruity notes and you have musk in the background. Mm. Just about. It's not too much. It's not too overpowering.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got that musky, earthy, like the patchouli and musk together. Very light underneath coming up. I really do like the rose in this fragrance. I think it's very pretty and just getting a little bit of the fruity berries, but not a lot. So it's mainly sort of like musky rose, to quote. I think that was another brand that we've been doing. But I think it's Mancera. But yeah, it's really nice rose fragrance. We kind of read a lot of people were comparing it to Parfums de Mali Delina.
Delina, yes.
Yeah, it is kind of similar, I would say.
It is.
Yeah.
We gave it the smell, yes, and it does smell very, very similar.
Yeah, they are quite similar. Easygoing daytime rose fragrances. So Ingrid, if you was going to wear Rose Silence, when would you wear it? On what occasion?
I would wear it in spring and summer. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of fragrance for me. Daytime, yeah, most likely. Mm. It's very pretty, elegant fragrance. It's sort of like a retro type of scent, rose scent.
Yeah.
So I would see myself like wearing it to wedding parties, maybe christening parties, just any type of outdoor parties.
Yeah, those kind of daytime parties years ago when the ladies would wear umbrellas in the sunshine, those parasols, whatever they're called anyway. And as for performance, what do we hear, darling?
Performance is kind of moderate, 4+ hours, moderate sillage and projection as well, so you won't be going following you miles and miles behind, but yes.
Yeah, it's not nuclear, but it's not what you're expecting from this fragrance anyway, and I think it does the job really, really well. If you're looking for a nice rose fragrance, you can't go too far wrong.
Number 4 on our list is Poivre de Soie Eau de Parfum, launched in 2015, and it is woody, fruity fragrance composed around pear note.
We have top notes of bergamot and pear. Mid notes are rum, so I'm quite excited about that, and peony. Settling to base of birch and cedarwood.
We like a bit of booze.
We don't mind. Don't tell them that, Ingrid. Right, okay, we have another sample. Sorry, Ingrid, I'm being a bit slow there. I'm really fumbling. Ingrid's going to spray me because it's the last arm left.
There we go.
Don't know what we're going to do. If we're going to do five fragrances, Ingrid, but we'll stick at 4. Okay, let me give that a wiggle. Ladies first. That is interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. That is really nice. It's just like bubbles
like
up
mega
nice.
Powerful.
Really lovely fruity opening.
Mm.
Fantastic. It's pear. You have bergamot. Mm. It's just as it says on the tin.
And a little bit boozy. As usual, It's making my mouth water because anything with fruit in, I get like really and really like a rabid dog. That is really, really nice. I like it. I like the pear in it. It's even a little bit musky. It's a little bit boozy. It's a little bit floral. Really great. Should we do the usual?
We should, yes.
See you in 10. So Ingrid, poirier du soir, my mangling French. What do you think?
It's incredible, dry down. I'm saying that I do like it so much.
Fantastic,
it's fantastic.
It's really good.
It's really rich, well blended. It's just sort of, it's got everything in it. It's got like depth. It's got a bit of sparkle. It's got fruits, woods, and like a spicy, oozy, boozy scent. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
So it's really like boozy, woody, fruity, slightly floral. It's not zesty anymore, but it is like you've got sweet, spicy pear in it as well. And that smells really expensive, and I was really surprised. I'm not really surprised, it's kind of middle of the range price brand here.
It's
but
like,
what a fantastic job they've done.
Well, sorry to jump in, it's like matured pear and it's like been soaked in rum for hours.
Well, you can tell we're excited about it anyway. So a note to any fragrance companies, if you put booze in it, we'll get really excited and give you a good review. So,
performance is 6+ hours, and projection in sillage is quite good actually, because
massive.
Due to spicy sort of and woody base.
Yeah, lovely. And finally, as usual, the verdict, Ingrid, what do you think?
I love it. Yes, I love it. It's my cup of tea. It's definitely my cup of tea. I like spicy, I like woods in it, I like the fruit in it, I like it all. It's just like really exciting fragrance.
But it's still quite feminine as well. I mean,
it is.
Even if it's like unisex, I would say it leans more feminine. I really like it. Like, I love the muskiness in it as well. It's kind of deep, but it's got fruits and florals on top and a bit of juicy pear. It's a thumbs up from me too. Finally, we're at the verdict overall. Ingrid, pick a card, any card. Which one was your out and out favourite of the bunch?
Two favourites. This one is favourite. The favourite of the favourites.
The favourite of the favourites. Take the other one too.
Poirier du soir.
Yeah, the pear one.
And Lost in the City is my second favourite, which is perfect, fantastic fragrance for daytime wear.
Excellent choices, madam. I'm just going to whiz through all of them just to tell you. My least favourite was the Violet Ida because I just didn't really get it myself. Maybe my nose is just too not very good. The Rose Silence, very pretty rose fragrance. Completely bottle worthy. I think that's really nice. I'm going to go slightly in order. Lost in the City, also fantastic fragrance. Really, really enjoyed it. But the out and out winner for me, probably similar to Ingrid, is the one I can't pronounce. Poirier du Soir. Sorry, France. That's fantastic fragrance. Completely. If you want something that's a bit sort of like, not mature, but elegant and got loads of depth and layers and changes over time, this is it. I wouldn't say it's a blind buy because it's worth getting a sample first, but I think if you like it, you'll love it.
Yes, this fragrance certainly has character and it's not your usual fragrance, so you do need to try it before you buy it, but it's a fantastic choice.
Yeah, and if I just dive in, the other two fragrances that we did like, the Rose Silence and the Lost in the City, I think they're just bottle worthy, blind buys.
Easy
anyway.
Going, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. So that was it.
Don't forget to check our next fantastic video right there.
We'll see you soon.